Now, you think that many people said the study of Latin is very difficult. But the communists have a group of 20 boys and girls, and they invite a former religious to teach them Latin so that they may control the documents and the cables of the Holy See sent to the bishop. Sometimes they, because they become my alumni, and they brought me the cabin. You can read it, we understand. The telegram to the Cardinal of Hanoi, but I was in prison, I read it before him, because my friend showed me him. And one of them was, he is my God, and he asked me, may I ask you to teach me a Latin song? I said, it is, there's many songs in Latin, but I don't know, what do you prefer? And I sing for his choice. Ave Maria Stella, and so on. And Salve Maria Misericordia. After what? You know what song did he choose? He chose the Veni Creator. He chose the Veni Creator. I wrote the whole verses, the 7 verses of Veni Creator for him, and he learned it by memory. And something very moving for me every morning. So, because he slept in front of my room, and every morning he must go down for spirit, for physical exercise and washing, and I heard him going down, and I saw him making gymnastical exercise. Until the end, when he washed himself with the water, and Deo Patrisi Gloria Filioquia Mortis. It is really moving that a communist God sing for me every day the Veni Creator. But the friendship in the Christian love can change his heart. And every morning he sing the Veni Creator for me. And a second hymn in Vietnamese for the martyrs and communists sing for me every morning a hymn of the martyrs. I must resume. When I am so sick, weak, sometimes desperate, tempted, what should I do? I look spiritually to Jesus, abandoned and crucified. Jesus abandoned and crucified. On the cross, Jesus can walk, can speak, he can teach the people, he can make miracles, he can heal the people. He is in an absolute immobility. In the eyes of the world, the human spirit, Jesus is frustrated. His life is unusual. He can do nothing. He will die. But in the light
of the faith in on the cross. When Jesus is in an absolute immobility, Jesus offered himself for the redemption of mankind. And so when Jesus is prostrated in the cross, he did the greatest action of his life, because he redeemed us all with his sacrifice, his unique mercy. And I must thank the Holy Virgin Mary, because when I was arrested, the day of the feast of the Our Lady, the Assumption, 75. And when I was in prison, I asked the Holy Virgin Mother, if you know that I will be no more useful to the church, please give me the grace to die in prison. May I achieve my sacrifice in prison. But if you know that I can continue to work for the church, to serve the church, give me a sign, so I may leave the prison a day of your feast. And in 88, when I am cooking my lunch, I cook myself my lunch. It is the 21 November. I get a phone of my guards. I say to myself, maybe it is a phone for me, because today is the 21st of November. It is the feast of the Presentation of Mary. Maybe for me. 5 minutes later, my guards came to see me and told me, Mr. Tuan, did you finish your lunch? No, not yet. Good. Finish your lunch, dress well, you go to see the boss. What? Who? I don't know. But lucky, good luck for you. Go to see the boss. I met the minister of the boss, and he asked me, do you have some desire to explain to me? I said, I ask you liberty, freedom. When? I said, today. Because I am sure, today is the feast of the Holy Virgin. I said, today. He is a little bit surprised. I said, you know, I am in prison under 3 pontificate, Paul VI, John Paul I, and John Paul II. So I have been in prison under 3 Paul. He's long, he's mine. And I said, I have been in prison under 4 general secretaries of Soviet Union. You know, I have been in prison since Brezhnev, Chernenko, Andropov, and now Gorbachev. 4 general secretary. So his mind had told me, you will be free today. It is the grace of the Holy Virgin. I was taken in prison the day of the Holy Virgin, and was liberated the day of the Holy Virgin. Praise the Lord, and thank you for your attention.